welcome to the first edition of Southern Twang. I'm your host, Megan Whitworth. So what is Southern Twang? It is a place where we talk about people who are doing something. They're making a difference. They're doing something new. They're making a wave in East Texas. In the newspaper world, we have a word for that. It's called human interest. So I have been a reporter for about 4 years, and during my career, I've really discovered I love writing about people and what they're doing and how they're doing it and how it is affecting the world around us. And so when our company, the Polk County Publishing, started talking about doing podcast, I was like, I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about the people in East Texas and what they're doing and how they're doing it better for everyone around us. I'm excited to be here. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. So for the first broadcast of Southern Twang, I was like, who can I talk to? Who is doing something new, something fresh here in East Texas? And I came across a local man. He is born and raised in Crockett, Texas. His name is Scott McCall. And for the first time, Mr. McCall is a first-time published children's book author. How awesome is that? Honestly, that has been my dream since a little girl. So as I was talking with Scott, I was fangirling a little bit because he has done something that I so want to do. But it was great to talk with Scott just to learn about the book. The title is Ted the Friendly Frog and the Tale of the Diamond. And it was just great to talk with him about the process and how he went from a beginning writer to now a published author and just kind of about that process. So I'm excited for you to listen to. So if you know of anyone who is just making a difference in East Texas or doing something new or just let me know. You can leave a comment on Facebook. Well, when we post this, there will be a link and you can just leave a comment there. You can email me. My email is news@hccourier.com. And I am excited to be here. Thank you for listening to Southern Twang. And so keep on listening to hear my conversation with Scott McCall. Alrighty, welcome to the podcast, Southern Twang. Scott McCall, so you are a local author, born and raised in Crockett?
Yes, I am. I'm 43 years old. I'm from Crockett. I went out of state for school a little bit, but came back here because I have a big family here.
Oh, okay. So you're a brand new author, first book?
Yes, I've written many books this year, actually 15, and 10 of these books are a series for a children's book called Ted the Friendly Frog, and that's what this is.
Mm-hmm. So the full name is Ted the Friendly Frog?
Yes, and then each story has its own name.
Okay, can you kind of tell me about the book?
Well, to start with, I wanted to do this to help my son learn how to read. He's 7 right now. Last year at age 6, he was having a little trouble with his reading, so we just started rhyming together. From there, we created some little stories of our own, and I thought it was kind of neat. He even took them to school, and he read them in front of class. I'm like, well, this is a very productive thing here. So from there, I showed people at work, and they were like, this is pretty good, and you might need to try to write something. And I thought about it. I said, maybe I can write something. So I thought, what would be fun? So I really am involved in my son's life, and so I look and see what he likes. Mm-hmm. Also, you look at the child inside of you also when you know, when you're a parent. So from there, I thought of what would be a neat character. And for some reason, a frog came to mind. And I thought about it being able to talk and speak and move around. Well, when writing this, I didn't want to just write a story and throw it away. I wanted to, since I'm very involved in my son's life, I wanted to write my teachings in the story. So each story is fun. They're very creative. But at the end of it, Ted the Friendly Frog learns a lesson or goes through a lesson. And he eventually evolves into a mentor, for the readers.
Okay, that's so cool. So did you, is the book like 15 chapters or is this like the first book in the first series?
Each book is going to be about 28 to 32 pages long. These are children's books, age kindergarten through third grade.
Okay.
Very nice picture books. The illustrations are amazing. It really brings the story to life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when writing this, I didn't want to just write one story and throw it away because as I look, and we watch cartoons a lot. Well, cartoon just isn't one episode. Cartoons brings you into the world and lets you see what's going on. So when I was writing this, I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I need to go all out and create a world of Ted,
mm-hmm.
which is Ted the Friendly Frog, and have him on many adventures. So the reader, once they go through all the books, mm-hmm. becomes a new cartoon character for them to follow in life. But it's also a very positive thing.
That is so cool. I love that. Like I said, my dream is to write a children's book. So I'm kind of fangirling right now because okay. like you've reached a dream that one day yes. I went to. So kind of let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
When did this passion for writing start?
Well, in my 20s, I don't know if it was a passion, but mm-hmm. I had some time where I just started writing a little bit. And it was more like Hallmark card poems in a way.
Okay.
And I'd throw them away. But they were actually pretty good. But, you know, that time I didn't ever pursue anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was really about it. So coming into my son, like I say, he is kind of the first and foremost in my life. I really try to be a good parent and a mentor for him. Actually, what helped lead me into writing was his struggles with reading got me into writing. And then from there, I found out that, hey, I can actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another. And I started writing. And once I started writing, I couldn't stop. I actually just kept writing a book after book after book. I've showed them to family and all family like, wow, all these are really, really good. So, you know, I hope the public likes them.
That's amazing. So how did you get signed? How did that all work?
I actually sent to the second publishing company. The first one said no, but the second one, well, you have to wait a long time to hear back. The second one actually told me no on the first story. And that was the rhymes that me and my son did together. Then I showed them Ted, and they uh-huh. actually denied the first story of Ted. But I rewrote that story, and it's now book two. And this new story that we're, well, book one is what I'm talking about here. Once I wrote that, I actually wrote in about 3 to 4 hours. I just had an idea, and I just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Tale of the Diamond. It's about a diamond gets lost in a lake, and all his friends help him try to find it because mm-hmm. it's a very special diamond, and he wasn't even supposed to show them to begin with.
Okay.
So it's a story about disobeying your family, but mm-hmm. all your friends come here to help you. And they published me within 6 days, and it usually wow. takes about 6 months. From there, you know, once you get an acceptance mm-hmm. or somebody says you're good enough, mm-hmm. that kind of gave me the ability and the freedom to say, I can do this. So from there, in the next 3 months, I had 10 to 15 books written.
That is amazing.
So
how does it feel to see your work like in your hand type of thing?
It actually means a lot to me because, like I said, this started for, you know, me and my son, something uh-huh. small. And through his life, I want him to learn things mm-hmm. and become a very productive, independent person. But you're dependent for a long time in life. And there's so many things that I wanted to show him. Well, like, for example, if you try to go out and reach your goals in life,
mm-hmm.
this is an example of how you can do that.
Yeah.
So to have somebody acknowledge you as a writer and say you can do it makes me feel really good, but also lets me show my son, look, if you mm-hmm. try in life and you do things and you pursue it, no matter if you fail, if you keep at it, somebody will eventually say yes to you.
Amen.
So, yes.
What does your son think?
He thinks Ted's famous.
Uh-huh.
He does because we, you know, we talk about him.
Uh-huh.
He's not famous at all. But since me and Christopher talk about it, Christopher's my son's name.
Uh-huh.
He thinks he's already famous. He thinks he's going to be on Cartoon one day. He's actually saying, yeah, I'll watch this one, but I'll watch Ted here and all that kind of stuff. So to see his excitement uh-huh. gives you that energy
yeah.
to actually try to pursue this and do all these interviews like this.
Uh huh. What's the dream?
There's different dreams, I guess uh-huh. you would say, for me and Christopher to be happy with this mm-hmm. when we look back on it. For one day, I wrote it for maybe his kids
uh-huh.
could accept it and like it, meaning mm-hmm. it be in stores for his kids. And I wrote it to be big, not that it would be big,
mm-hmm.
but I wrote it to, if some kid was going to read this, it would be another added addition in their life. and a new character in their life that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we're in a small town. There's limited things to do. But as a kid, if you give them just one more positive thing to do, it could possibly change their outlook in a very positive way. Those all combined things is kind of what I hope Ted can kind of do in the future.
Yeah. You should start like a YouTube series.
A YouTube series? Okay. Yeah. You know, honestly, I never thought about it, but just like writing this is just fun, you know, because it's something to do. Like me and my son play sports together. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things together. So this is just one more thing to do.
Yeah.
And if other people think half as much as we do about these books, I think they'll grow to love Ted the Friendly Frog.
That's awesome. Are you kind of nervous right now?
Usually in public speaking, I actually do get nervous.
Yeah.
You know, in the past. But when you do something that you've done and you support it, you believe in it, and you're doing it for family and so many other things, mm-hmm. it actually takes a little of the nervousness away because you just want everybody else to see how excited you are about what you wrote.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I love that. And you're not, it's just not even a book. Y'all are doing a community-wide event, like your publishing company.
You know, I thought about if I was going to go to a school and mm-hmm. read this, and let's say a couple other people are going to read books. Well, if I'm a kid, I have a short attention span, right? I've seen 2, 3, 4 people read a book to me. I might not remember anything if everybody does the same thing. So my thought is, okay, if I'm going to write the 10 books, I need to create the world with the first book also mm-hmm. of Ted the Friendly Frog World. So I've got a mascot, a puppet. I have a song written. I have 2 songs written for Ted the Friendly Frog, and they're actually really good. One of them's a theme song mm-hmm. for the whole book, and the other one I have, Santa Frog, is book 3, and it's probably my best book. And Santa Frog has its own song, and I have a family who's in the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and they're looking and singing that song right now. I'm going to get it back to me in December.
That is awesome.
So what we're trying to do is create all that for kids so they can have more of a mental image of mm-hmm. Ted the Friendly Frog after we read a story to them.
That is really cool.
So, yes.
What's your favorite part about it?
I don't know yet because this is kind of early.
Uh-huh.
And if you ask me that question about 6 months or a year from now, I can probably tell you. But, you know, the first book comes out October 16th.
Okay.
So it's hard to tell you what's the most exciting part of it. You know, obviously the first exciting part was getting published. Something actually saying, wow, you're good enough. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I saw the illustrations. Well, that was very exciting. So, I mean, there's so many different exciting levels and there's a lot more to come. And so I'm just kind of wanting to take it all in. Mm-hmm.
And y'all are doing a community scavenger hunt
in
Crockett, which I think is super fun. And it kicks off October 6th. Kids can go pick up the activity sheet at the library.
Yes.
And then on October 20th, can you tell a little bit about that event?
October 20th is going to be a book launch at the Crockett Public Library mm-hmm. from 10 to 12 p.m. And it's going to have me and my son reading the book. Mm-hmm. He's going to work the puppet. I have a detailed puppet of Ted, the Friendly Frog. It's really cool looking. I haven't got it yet, but I've seen pictures. Uh-huh. I have a mascot that you're going to get to see today. They're going to actually, you know, come in here and be for the next interview. And then Presley Ellis, mm-hmm. who's from Crockett, she's an extremely talented singer. Uh-huh. And she was nice enough to say, I'm not a songwriter, but I wrote some words down and took it from the book. And she changed it into something amazing and sang it. And mm-hmm. it's really impressive. So she's going to sing the song. Then we're going to have gift bags, mm-hmm. goodies. Ted the Friendly Frog mascot is going to shake hands with everybody. We're going to sell books, all this kind of stuff, and just make it a kid-friendly event. We're going to have the book on a projector so the kids can see the illustrations and all that. Starts at 10. We have it listed till 12, but it'll probably end a little earlier than that. Mm-hmm. And all the kids that come, it's a free event. So every kid, I have Ted the Friendly Frog frisbees, glow-in-the-dark bracelets, stickers, mm-hmm. Goodie bags, brownies, chocolate chip cookies, all this kind of stuff that we'll just have to give to the kids saying thank you for showing up.
That is amazing. I might just show up myself.
Well, good. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll definitely have people there taking pictures and definitely.
Would you want to hear part of the song?
Yes, please. Okay. Can you?
Well, give me just a second.
Okay. Will this be the first place that it's been played?
I have showed it to a few places, but as far as an interview, I believe you're the first.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Definitely. Okay. Now, once again, this is Presley Ellis, and this is from the first story. This is kind of half the words are mm-hmm. from the first introduction of Ted, how I introduce him to everybody in the book. Mm-hmm. And so this is what she wrote. Okay, well, that's just part of the song. It is a full song. It's three mm-hmm. minutes. It's, you know, obviously you see she has a very good talent.
Yeah. No, I love that. I was all jamming out for here.
So that is Ted the Friendly Frog theme song.
That is amazing.
So kind of cool.
Now, as an artist, just to imagine your work in music and in the book mm-hmm. and in pictures, that's awesome. I'm like super,
well, thank you.
Super
thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And how did you come up with the name Ted?
I was basically trying to have a good vibe mm-hmm. or a good feeling when I was thinking of names. And I went through a lot of friends' names, thinking about them. And I remember running across in my mind a guy about 3 or 4 years older than me mm-hmm. named Ted. We didn't see each other that much, but we were friends. Every time I saw him, he was just super nice. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, I'm going to take that good vibe. It's not about him at all, but I'm going to borrow his name uh-huh. and make it Ted the Friendly Frog. So that's where I went with most of it. From there,
uh-huh.
over half the characters in the book are family. My son, nieces, mom, dad, they're all in the book as names. And if we didn't use their first name, we use nicknames and all that they go by. To actually make it very fun for the mm-hmm. kids to read.
Seriously, they'll be your nieces and nephews when they yes. see their name. That will be so much fun.
Yes, and it's something they'll always have. It'll always be in the bookstore. And so hopefully it'll be real neat for them.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where the book will be on sale?
It's going to be in Barnes & Noble stores. Mm-hmm. It's going to be online at Amazon, Walmart online. There's an Australian store online. Around Crockett locally, mm-hmm. we're in the Treehouse Daycare.
Okay.
We're going to be at the Bistro, which is also Betty Boop's. Mm-hmm. It's going to be books be sold out there. Tata's Mexican Restaurant is supporting this very nicely. We're even considering making the little kids' drawings and coloring maps mm-hmm. for Ted the Friendly Frog to be passed out at Tata's.
Oh,
and then so at each place, we'll go around with a mascot and try to spend a couple days or uh-huh. hours and have kids come in and talk to us.
That is so amazing. And you're from Crockett. Like, how does it feel to represent your hometown?
I hope it's a positive thing. I didn't write this to represent, but when it comes down to it, I wrote it for all the good I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully everybody takes it in and thinks of it. You know, like I said, if they like it half as much as me and my son does, I think it'll be special to them.
That's awesome. And just last question.
Okay.
What advice would you want to give to new beginning authors or struggling authors who are trying to get their work published?
I actually watched a very famous author. I watched one YouTube video of one uh-huh. famous author after I wrote the first couple books.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see just what their response is when talking in big interviews. And they asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's really finding your best writing style. And whatever writing style fits best for you and whatever you're most comfortable at, then put all your emotions and heart into that area. If you try something new, then you go in it with negatives.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're beating yourself before you start. Find out what's ever comfortable in your writing style. Now, see, with me to start with, when doing rhymes, rhyming is so easy for me. I can joke with you right now mm-hmm. and come up with rhymes and songs like as quick as, you know, I can snap my finger.
Yeah.
So that's how I wrote. Maybe one day I'll try to write a novel. I have so much respect for people that can do that. But that's a lot of work for me to actually try something
yeah.
like that. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
I know, because in a couple of years, your audience will grow up.
Yeah.
And you could write like a bigger book.
Yes. And a couple of the children's books I wrote, I've written from maybe 10 to 15 years old
uh-huh.
on a couple of them. They're not Ted the Friendly Frog books. I think future will only tell.
Mm-hmm. And where can people find you?
Where can people find me?
Uh-huh.
Well, the easiest way to find me would probably be on our website,
mm-hmm.
TedTheFriendlyFrog.com.
Uh-huh.
And if you go there, it'll let you know about me and let you know about our books.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.